The Great Plays series of the National Broadcasting Company presents The Barber of Seville. The Barber of Seville was written by Pierre Augustin Caron de Beaumarchais, born 1732, died 1799. As our narrator on this occasion, we are privileged to have with us Monsieur Pierre Augustin Caron de Beaumarchais. Monsieur Beaumarchais.
Perhaps you've raised an eyebrow, yes? Perhaps you were paying attention when the gentleman said that I, Beaumarchais, died in 1799. Perhaps, like my own Figaro, I relish a joke. Perhaps I, Beaumarchais, should still be alive in America. My name fresh on every American's lips. My statue standing in every city and town. Perhaps. Alas, I know it is not so. Even now I can hear you asking, what have you done? You wrote something called The Barber of Seville, which Rossini made into an opera. You wrote something called The Marriage of Figaro, which Mozart made into an opera. Beyond that, what have you done? I will say merely to you now that I reached the height of my powers in 1776, and that my death occurred in the same year as that of a man who signed himself Washington. Perhaps some of you, during the next hour, would like to look up Beaumarchais and see why I should be remembered by every American. I hope not, for I myself wish to tell you as the hour ends. Instead, I hope you will listen to my play. Voila, what a play. Oh, immodest of the author to say so, you think? Then listen with me and see if you like it. The scene is 18th century Seville, early of a morning. On a silent, deserted street of the city stands a muffled figure in a slouch hat, obviously in disguise. He is looking up at a balcony. He takes out his watch, looks at it, and then he speaks.
It's not as late as I thought. The time she usually appears from behind her screen is still far off. Ah, if any of my court friends knew me to be 100 leagues from Madrid, that I wait every morning under the windows of a woman I've never even spoken to, they'd take me for a fool. But I love Rosine. It's so sweet to be loved for oneself. If I felt sure of this disguise... Oh, confound this intruder. But no. I believe it's that scamp of a Figaro.
Right, my lord. And you, if I'm not deceived, Count Almaviva.
Shh, rascal, if you say one word...
Yes, I recognize you now.
I didn't know you at first. You've grown so fat and fleshy.
Well, what could you expect, my lord? Hard times.
Poor fellow. What are you doing in Seville? I gave you a recommendation to a government position.
I got the post, my lord Almaviva. My gratitude to you, Count.
Call me Linda. Can't you see by this disguise that I don't want to be known as Count Almaviva?
I will withdraw.
On the contrary, I'm waiting for something, and two men chatting away look less suspicious than one walking about alone. This position of yours.
The Secretary of State, because of your Excellency's recommendation, made me apothecary's assistant on the spot. I'm that no longer.
So you landed here in Seville?
And ready to serve your Excellency in anything you may be pleased to command.
Who gave you such a gay philosophy?
Constant misfortune. But, Count, what are you so continually looking at?
Quick, a window, it's opening. We'll hide over here.
How pleasant to get a breath of fresh air. This balcony window so seldom open.
Rosine, what's that paper in your hand?
Some verses from an operetta which my singing teacher gave me yesterday.
Another stage play. What barbarous times we live in.
Oh, monsieur, my song. My song. My song fell into the street. There it is, down there. Run, monsieur, run. My song will be lost.
What the devil? People should hold on to what they have. Stay right here till I return.
You, pick it up quick before Bartholo gets down and hide. Oh, thank heaven he has it. But who is he?
Fine errand you're sending me on. Where is it? I don't see it.
Under the balcony, right there at the foot of the wall.
I don't see it. Didn't someone pass by just before I came?
I saw no one.
And I have the simplicity to look. Bartolo, my friend, you're nothing but a fool. This will teach you never to open windows on the street. There's certainly no song here. Go in off the balcony, Rosine. I'm coming right in.
Ah, Now that they have withdrawn, Figaro, let's examine this song, which some mystery is surely enclosed. It's a note.
Lucky you caught it in time.
It says, "What are your intentions, and why are you so attached to the unfortunate Rosine?"
Ah, the dear girl.
Ah, I see you have love in view, my lord, and I'll help you.
Good. I'll tell you the story, then. I first saw her 6 months ago in Madrid. Lost her, had the town combed for her, but in vain. And then, only a few days ago, I discovered that her name is Rosine, that she comes of a noble family as an orphan and is married to an old doctor called Bartolo who lives in this city.
Bartolo, indeed. Who told you she was the doctor's wife?
Everybody.
Well, that's a story he forged to get rid of the gallants. She's still only his ward. But soon...
Now what news? I find her free.
There's not a moment to lose. I'll have to teach her to love me and snatch her from the unworthy match planned for her. Then you know this guardian.
As well as my mother.
What's he like?
Brutal, avaricious, amorous, and jealous to excess of his ward, who hates him.
You say he bolts his door for fear of gallants?
For fear of everyone. If he could stop up the chinks.
The deuce. So much the worse. You don't happen to have access to his house.
I'm his barber, his surgeon, his apothecary. He does nothing without my help.
Ah, Figaro, my friend, you are my angel, my liberator, my guardian spirit.
Oh, we'll have to work faster than suspicion. Oh, I have an idea. The Royal Infanta's regiment is coming to town tonight.
The colonel is a friend of mine.
Good. Present yourself at the doctor's house, dressed as a trooper, and with a quartermaster's billet. Bartholo will have to give you lodging and leave the rest to me.
Excellent.
You might also pretend to be a little tipsy.
Why?
So he won't get suspicious. And so that he'll think you more ready to sleep than intrigue in his house.
Extremely clever.
But how about you?
Don't worry about me. I have my plans.
Watch out. The door is opening.
Here comes Bartholo. Let's hide till he goes. This way.
I'll be back in a few minutes, Rosine. Don't let anyone in. I'm foolish to leave this house. And Basile not here yet. He's to arrange everything for our secret marriage tomorrow. I'll see what's keeping him.
Did you hear that, Figaro? Mm-hmm. He's marrying Rosine secretly tomorrow.
We'll work fast.
Who's this Basile?
Rosine's music teacher. A busybody who'll get on his knees for a penny. He'll be easy to outwit, my lord. There she is. There she is.
Who?
Behind her screen. There. There. Don't look. Don't look.
She closed her window. Apparently someone came in.
The poor little girl. How her hand trembled. She's yours, my lord.
What grace. What loveliness. Do you think she'll have me, Figaro?
She'd jump through that window rather than lose you.
It's settled. I am Rosine's for life.
You forget, my lord, she can no longer hear you. Now here, take this. It's the address of my barber shop down the street. Get a soldier's uniform, a billet of lodging, and put money in your purse.
Why the money?
Money? Mon Dieu, money. Money is the sinews of intrigue. I'll see you later.
Oh, mon Dieu. This laughter. All of you will be saying that Beaumarchais laughs at his own jokes. And you'll be right. Beaumarchais created Figaro, but there's also a bit of Figaro in Beaumarchais. Oh, now I'm becoming almost mystical, and that was never my line. However, Napoleon did do me the honor of saying that my plays were the revolution in action before the revolution took place. Is that bragging? Yes, well, then let us continue the play. But first, Mr. Rossini's music. That would be Alma Viva's song. You shall hear it sung in the composer's language.
Sorgi mia dolce. querido mio, rendimi in crudo, oh Dio, lo sarò, lo sarò, che mi ferì. L'ostral che mi ferì. Oh, sor, che già l'avevo quel caro sembiante. Quest'anima amante, oh tene pietà, oh istante d'amore felice, momento istante d'amore felice, momento. Oh, dolce contento che guarda, no, no, no. Oh, che
thank you, Lindor, Alma Viva. Thank you very much. And they remember Beaumarchais' plays because of Rossini's music. Ah, well. The play continues. It is now evening of the same day. The scene is Rosine's bedroom in Dr. Bartolo's home, and Rosine has just finished writing a letter.
Thank goodness all the servants are busy. But still, I must be careful. Ah, Lindor. I'll seal this letter, though I don't know how I'll get it to him. Maybe Figaro can help me.
Good evening, madame.
Ah, Monsieur Figaro. I didn't see you come in. How pleased I am to see you. Who are you talking to so briskly down there this morning? I couldn't hear,
With a relative. A young university graduate of the greatest promise. Brilliant, talented, and very good looking.
Oh, I'm sure of it. And his name?
Lindor. He has no money, but if he hadn't suddenly left Madrid, he would have found a good position there. But he has a great fault which will hinder his advancement.
A fault, Monsieur Figaro? Mm. A fault? Are you sure?
Alas, he is in love.
In love? Does he ever speak of the one he loves? I'm quite curious.
Imagine the prettiest little dear, sweet, tender, trim, blooming, and appetizing. With such cheeks, such teeth, such eyes.
Does she live in this city?
Only a few steps away.
Oh, and this person is...
I haven't named her.
That's the one thing you've forgotten, Monsieur Figaro. So tell me quickly. Someone may come in.
You absolutely wish it?
Yes.
Well then, this person is...
Yes?
The ward of your guardian.
The ward?
Of Dr. Bartolo. Yes, madame.
Ah, Monsieur Figaro. I don't believe it, I assure you.
He is simply burning to come here and tell you himself.
You frighten me, Figaro.
Fie on fear. A poor policy, madame.
Well, of course, a young lady cannot help a gentleman liking her.
If you wrote something for him, a letter has much power.
I will, Figaro. But when you give it to him, tell him... Be sure to tell him that I'm doing it out of pure friendship.
That speaks for itself.
Heavens, I hear my guardian. If he found you here, go out that way, quick.
I'll see you later. Don't be afraid.
Oh, how kind he is and how loyal. Well, who can get in but yourself, monsieur?
The town is full of bold rascals. Only this morning didn't someone snatch up your song when I went out to look for it?
You made mountains out of molehills. The wind may have carried it away, or a passerby.
The wind, a passerby. But it won't happen again, for I shall lock the window. No more plotting from you, madame.
Do better. Wall it up.
But only for the balcony windows which open on the street, couldn't be too bad. This barber didn't pay you a visit, I hope. Now tell the truth for a change.
Yes, he came to visit me. I saw him. I spoke to him. In fact, I found him very agreeable. And may your bad temper choke you.
Who can understand anything of women's whims? Who's there? Come in, come in. It's you, Don Basile.
Good evening, Doctor.
You've come to give Rosine her music lesson?
That's the least important matter. I have some rather disturbing news. Count Almaviva is in town.
Malediction. What's to be done?
If he were a private citizen, we could manage to get rid of him.
No use. However, I hope to marry Rosine before she even becomes aware of the Count's existence.
In that case, you haven't an instant to lose.
Then what am I waiting for? You have charge of the details.
Yes, but you're stingy with expenses, and I need money for this affair.
You must have enough, so... Yeah, take this. There you are.
Now you're talking. Everything will be settled tomorrow. I'll see you later.
Will you be back tonight, Basile?
Don't count on it. It's late, and your marriage alone will keep me busy all day. Don't count on it.
Allow me.
Never mind, never mind. I know the way out.
Yes, but I wish to close the street door after you.
Aha! I heard every word. Basile's a great rascal. Happily, he's even more of a fool.
Oh, you're still here, Monsieur Figaro?
I just came back. Your guardian and your singing teacher did a little talking.
And you listened to them, Monsieur Figaro. Don't you know that was very wrong?
To listen? But that's the best way to hear. Know then that your guardian plans to marry you tomorrow.
Oh, good heavens.
Fear nothing. We'll give him so much work to do that he won't even have time to think about it.
Here he comes. Go out by the little stairway. Hurry. Frighten me to death. Go quickly. I'll play some music. Someone was here with you, Monsieur Bartolo?
Yes, Don Basile. No doubt you would have preferred Monsieur Figaro.
It's all the same to me, I assure you.
What did the barber say to you? I'll wager he came to give you a letter.
From whom, please?
How should I know? Probably the reply to the letter you threw from your balcony window. Let me see your hands. It is true. You've been writing. Your finger is stained with ink. My wily girl.
A fine proof. Well done, monsieur. You're twisting my arm. I burnt myself working near the candle, and I've always been told that ink is good for a burn, that's all.
That's all, eh? Well, let's see if we can find a second piece of evidence. There were 6 sheets of paper to this pad. I count them every morning. 3, 4, 5...
There's 6?
I see there is no 6.
There's 6. I used it to make a cornucopia for candy, which I gave to Figaro's little girl.
Figaro's little girl.
Yes.
And this pen, which was perfectly new, why has it become black? Was it in writing the address of Figaro's little girl?
I used it to retrace a faded flower on the jacket I'm embroidering for you.
Oh, edifying. But you shouldn't blush red if you lie, my child.
Who wouldn't blush, monsieur, to see you draw such horrible conclusions?
Nothing but lies, lies, lies. Certainly, mademoiselle, when I leave the house, I shall double lock the doors. What fool is that? Come in, sir.
And if I
soldier. Go back to your room, mademoiselle. Dr. What do you want, sir?
My ladies? Which of you is named Dr. Bellardo?
Bartolo.
Bellardo, Bobozo, what's the difference?
You can see it is I. Leave the room, Rosine. This man has been drinking.
Yes, yes, indeed. I recognized you immediately by your description.
My description? These troopers think they're always talking to soldiers.
You don't think it would be difficult to describe you? No. Bald pate, fierce face, coarse complexion.
What?
Nose like a balcony. Thick, bandy legs. A man of fierce and destructive appetite. In short, the pearl of duck.
What do you mean by this? Did you come here to insult me? Get out this instant.
Get out? Fie. That's not pretty language, Dr. Bozzolo.
Bartolo!
You see, since I'm as good a doctor as you...
What?
I'm the regiment's horse doctor. That's why they wanted me lodged at the house of a confrere.
Monsieur?
I told you to stay in your room, Rosie.
Monsieur Soldier, is there anything I can do for you?
A mere trifle, my child. Only a question of putting me up tonight.
Nothing more.
That's all, Doctor. Here, you read this love letter which our quartermaster has written.
Dr. Bartolo shall receive, feed, lodge, and put up for one night only the said Lindor Scholar Trooper in the regiment.
It's he.
What's that, Rosine?
Well, Dr. Barbero, am I wrong now?
You are. Tell your impertinent quartermaster that since my visit to Madrid, I've been exempt from lodging soldiers.
Oh.
Well, that sobers you a little, doesn't it? Now, you see, you must decamp immediately.
Decamp? Well, at least you must show me your exemption.
We won't argue. I have it in this desk. Just a moment, I'll get it.
Ah, my beautiful Rosine.
Ah, Lindor, is it you?
Please, take this letter. Here it is.
I have it. Watch out, he's looking.
Softly, sir soldier. I don't like people so near my wife.
She's your wife?
Well...
I took you for her grandfather, her great-grandfather.
Here is the exemption. I'll read it to you. According to the true and faithful testimony borne us...
I don't want to hear all this verbiage.
Are you aware, soldier, that if I call my men, I can have you thrown out as
very
you deserve?
Well, doctor, I will go. Adieu, doctor. No hard feelings. Adieu, my lady.
Oh, gone at last.
You must admit, however, monsieur, that this young soldier is very gay. Through his drunkenness, one could perceive a most brilliant mind and a certain education.
My love, we are lucky to be rid of him. Indeed, we are lucky that Sir Soldier is gone forever.
Oh, that is what Dr. Bartolo thinks. Gone indeed. I know better because I, Beaumarchais, wrote the play. By the way, have any of you looked me up yet to see why I should be remembered by every American? No? Well, no matter, for now we are to hear more of Rossini's music. Figaro, if you please.
Largo, pecorum della città, largo. La 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 la. Presto, bottega, l'alba è già presto. La 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 la. Ah, che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere. Per un barbiere di qualità Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, bravo. La 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 la. Fortunatissimo per verità, bravo. La 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 la. Fortunatissimo per verità. Fortunatissimo per verità. La 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 la. Pranzo far tutta la notte e il giorno, sempre di torno in giro sta. Mille cuccagne per un barbiere, vita più nobile non si dà. La 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 la. Raso di petteri, lancio di farmaci, hanno comando tutti questa. Lancio di farmaci, raso di petteri, hanno comando tutti questa. Ve la risorsa. Poi del mestiere, con la dannetta, col cavaliere, con la dannetta, la 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 la, col cavaliere, la 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 la. Ah, che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere. Per un barbiere
di qualità, di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne ragazzi, vecchie fanciulle, qua la parrucca, questa la barba, qua la sanguigna, questo mi lieto, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, qua la parrucca, questa la barba, questo mi lieto, e Figaro, 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 Figaro! Ahimè, ahimè, che furia, ahimè, che folla, una alla volta, per carità, una alla volta, una alla volta, per carità. E Figaro, sono qua? Ehi, Figaro! Sono qua, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro giù, Figaro giù. Stato battissimo, so come la formula, sono il factotum della città, della città, della città, della città, della città. Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo davissimo, ah, bravo Figaro, bravo davissimo, ah, fatura te, fortuna ne mancherà. Ah, bravo Figaro, bravo davissimo, ah, bravo Figaro, bravo davissimo, ah, fatura te, fortuna ne mancherà. Sono il fecotum della città, sono il fecotum della città, della città, della città, della città.
Well done, Monsieur Figaro. Bravo, bravo, encore bravo.
Monsieur Beaumarchais, the actors are waiting, if you please.
Yes, of course. Let's see, this is Act Three. Since the curtain, Bartolo has accused Rosine of accepting a letter from the soldier who said his name was Lindor, but who is really Count Almaviva in disguise. And Bartolo was right. But Rosine, being a female, in love, and rather smart at that, well, Bartolo ended up with deepest apologies for his error. And little does Bartolo know that he is soon to be visited by Lindor, or Count Almaviva, in still another disguise.
What a temper, what a temper. But who the devil put it into her head that she shouldn't take a music lesson? No doubt of it, she suspects Don Basile. Try to please a woman. Who can that be? Come in, come in.
May peace and joy dwell here forevermore.
Well, what do you want?
Monsieur, I am Alonso, licensed teacher.
I don't need a teacher.
Pupil of Don Basile, the organist of the Grand Convent, who has the honor of teaching Madame music.
Basile? Yes, I know, but come to the point.
A sudden illness forces him to keep to his bed.
Keep to his bed? Basile? Well, at least he did well to send someone. I must go to him at once.
When I say his bed, monsieur, you will understand that I mean his room. It is nothing serious, but can anyone hear us?
No. Speak without fear.
Well, Don Basile charged me to tell you...
Louder. I am deaf in one ear.
Willingly. That Count Almaviva, who was staying at the Grand Square...
Not so loud!
...left
so
there
loud.
This morning. It was through me he learned that Count Almaviva...
Not so loud! I beg of you!
...was in town, and that Rosine wrote to him.
Wrote to him? Oh, my dear friend, please moderate your voice. Sit down by the table here. We will chat in a friendly way. You say that Rosine...
Yes. Basile, fearing for you, begged me to show you her letter. But he also feared you might get worked up over it.
It's impossible for you to speak more softly.
You said you were deaf in one ear.
Pardon, Signor Alonso, but I'm so surrounded with plotters and plots. Well, you have the letter.
Yes. Are you sure there are no eavesdroppers about?
Oh, all my servants have been put out of commission by that blasted Figaro. Rosine has retired to her room. Now, let me see the note.
Yes, here it is.
Since you have told me your name and state, the minx, 'tis certainly her handwriting.
Basile has arranged everything with a lawyer for tomorrow. Then if she resists...
She will.
Then I will help you. May I have the letter back, please?
No, I had better keep it.
Then, if necessary, I will go so far as to say I got it from another woman. Perhaps I had better keep the letter.
Calumny, eh?
I see you have indeed come from Basile. No, I will keep it safely, but she may suspect a conspiracy. She already suspects Don Basile. So don't you think she should meet you first?
Yes, but there's not much time.
I'll tell her that you have come in Basile's place. You can give her a lesson, can't you?
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. Gladly. But suppose she doubts.
Oh, presented by me. How could she doubt? Besides, you look more like a disguised lover than an official friend.
You think then my appearance will aid the deception?
Undoubtedly. I will go and bring her to you. I may have to use a little persuasion. She's in a terrible temper. Amuse yourself at the harpsichord while you're waiting.
Be careful. You say nothing about the letter.
No, I won't. You're wasting your words, monsieur. I will not have a music lesson. But where is he? I'll tell him myself.
What's the matter?
Oh, good heavens, monsieur. Oh, I'm sure...
She's ill again. Help her, Senor Alonso.
No, I'm not ill, but just as I turned... Oh!
You twisted your foot, madame?
Yes, that's it. I twisted my foot. Oh, I hurt myself horribly.
Yes, I can see that. Here, sit in this chair.
A pillow. I'll get one from the next room.
Oh, Rosine.
Lindo, what imprudence.
I have 1,000 things to say to
you. He won't leave us.
Figaro was coming to help us. Here comes your pillow.
Here, my sweet, rest on this, and I'll stay right here and listen.
No, monsieur, I know music has no attractions for you.
I assure you that this evening it will enchant me. But wait, here comes that rascal Figaro.
Is he Figaro?
So it's you, rascal. Have you come back to perform more of your flim-flammery and to put the rest of us on the sick list?
Doctor... My zeal does not wait to be commanded.
I realize that, Monsieur Busybody. But just let me find this silly monkey business on my bill. And tell me, how did your little girl like the candy you brought her?
Little girl? Candy? What do you mean?
Oh, yes. The candy in the paper cornucopia. You received it this morning.
Devil take
me... Well, surely, Monsieur Figaro, you took the trouble to tell her they were from me. I told you to.
Ah, the candy.
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. I almost forgot. Oh, excellent, madame. Admirable,
yes. Retrace your steps, Monsieur Barber. A pretty business, Monsieur. Well, what brings you here? Have you another letter for Madame? Speak, must I withdraw?
Barbara, how rough you are to a poor fellow. I came here to shave you, that's all. Isn't this your night?
Come again another time.
Come again? I have to take care of a whole garrison tomorrow. Will it please you to walk into your own room, monsieur?
No, it will not please me, but... Wait. Why can't you shave me here?
How gentlemanlike.
You don't wish it, Rosine?
No.
Oh, pardon, my child. You're going to take your lesson, you see, and I don't want to lose a moment of the pleasure of hearing you.
You house people, a basin, water, everything for shaving, monsieur.
Yes, call my servants. After your doctoring, I had to let them go to bed.
Oh, well, I'll get everything myself. It's in your room, isn't it? Let me have the key.
Yeah. No, wait. Just a moment. I'll go myself. Keep your eyes on them, Senor Alonso. I'll go.
Oh, we missed a fine chance. He was going to give me his bunch of keys. The key to your balcony window was among them, wasn't it?
Yes, the shiny one. Keep quiet. He's coming back for something.
Yeah. Yeah, you take these keys. I've decided to let you go after all. But don't touch anything, rascal.
I'll be back in a moment.
That's the scamp who carried the letter to the Count.
He looks like a rascal.
He won't fool me again. But come over here, Signor Alonso. A word in your ear.
Yes?
I thought it more prudent to send him to my room than leave him with her.
Oh, they couldn't have said a word without my hearing them.
The kitchen, what's that? He must have let everything fall downstairs. My best crockery. I'll be right back.
Figaro did that for us. Dear Rosine... Please grant me a moment's conversation tonight. I can save you if you do.
Ah, Lindor.
Figaro now has the keys. I can climb up to your window. And as for the letter I received...
Watch out, he's coming back.
I wasn't mistaken. He broke everything.
It was pitch black on the stairway. As I was coming up, the key got caught.
You ought to be careful. Your key got caught. Come in.
Good heavens, is the real music teacher Don Basile?
Ah, Basile, my friend, I'm glad you're well again. Your illness didn't last long. Signor Alonso gave me quite a fright about your condition. He'll tell you I was just going to see you, and if he hadn't kept me here...
Signor Alonso?
When are you going to have your shave, monsieur? I'm always being interrupted. What a dog of a customer.
Will you please tell me, monsieur?
You may speak after I give monsieur a shave, Basile.
But still...
You must be silent, Basile. Bartolo knows everything. I told him you wanted me to take your place in teaching madame.
You take my place? Alonso...
Doctor, tell him we've agreed to say so.
Don't contradict us, Basile. You'll spoil everything. Indeed, Basile, your pupil is extremely talented.
My pupil? I came to tell you, Doctor, that the Count Almaviva has moved.
I know. Keep quiet.
Who told you?
Alonso did, of course.
Of course, Basile. Don't talk. Just listen.
What's there to keep quiet about? Everybody's in the secret.
Doctor, do you want Basile to explain everything before Rosine? Send him away.
You're right, Alonso. What illness took you so suddenly, Basile?
I don't understand you.
Here, Basile, take this purse. Here, take it.
Ah, perhaps now I understand. Yes, I think I do.
Go to bed, Basile. You aren't well, and you frighten us terribly. Go to bed.
Yes, he looks very upset. Go to bed.
Unquestionably, he looks very feverish. Go to bed, Basile.
Why did you come out? Fever is catching. Go to bed.
Go to bed?
Yes,
go to bed.
Indeed, monsieur, perhaps it won't do any harm for me to withdraw. I do feel a little queer. Perhaps there is something wrong with me. And this is a very heavy purse. But why is everybody so...
Tomorrow, if you're better.
Yes, put plenty of blankets on your bed.
Good evening, Monsieur Basile.
Devil take me if I understand a thing, if it weren't for this purse.
Good evening, Basile. Good evening.
Good evening.
The poor fellow... Did you notice how he was talking to himself? Well, monsieur, are you ready for your shave?
Yes, right here in this chair. You seem to be getting in my way just to prevent me from seeing...
Now hold still while I lather you. Why should I get out of your way for a singing lesson, monsieur? There's nothing to see.
Dear Rosine, I'll be here for you at midnight. Remember, at midnight. We have the key to the window with the balcony.
Just a moment, Figaro. Stand aside. Stay there.
When I saw my disguise was useless...
Your disguise was useless? Very good, Rosine. Very good. Right under my very eyes and caught in the very act.
What's the matter, sir?
Perfidious Alonso.
Senor Bartolo, if you have many whims like this, I'm not surprised that Mademoiselle should not want to become your wife.
His wife? And pass all my days in the most detestable slavery?
What do I hear?
Yes, I'll say it to your face. You've kept me here in a horrible prison, and my property, too, despite all justice. And I'll gladly marry anyone who will save me from such slavery. Good night, sir.
I can hardly speak.
In truth, sir, it is hard for a young woman.
Yes, a young woman and an old man. That's the trouble.
What? When I catch them right in the act? Confounded barber, I feel like ramming this fist down your throat.
I'll withdraw. He's mad.
I, too. My word. He is mad. Come, Figaro. Let us go.
Me mad. Infamous rogue sent by Satan to make purgatory of this house. I am mad, eh? Why, I saw them plotting as plainly as I see that table. It's so brazen. Only Basile can explain this. Yes, I must see Basile at once.
And well indeed may Bartolo send for Basile, because things are beginning to get a bit thick around here. Confidentially, when I wrote the play, it failed in its first performance because it was, well, a trifle complicated. Then I rewrote it. Oh, but here comes more of Rossini's music. If you like Rossini's music, this is said to be one of his better arias. It's the song Rosine sings, Una voce poco fa, or There's a voice that I enshrine in my heart. Mademoiselle Rosine, I kiss your hand.
Una voce poco fa, qui nel cor mio risuonò, il mio cor ferito e giò. Piago, si vincerò. Userò, io l'ingegno abbuzzerò, alla finta che dirò, e contenta io resterò. Sì, l'indomio sarà, lo giurai, lo vincerò.
Mademoiselle Rosine, I do kiss your hand, and I would that I were younger. Ah, yes. Oh, yes, the play. Act Four. It's the last act. It takes place in the main hall of Bartolo's house. Basile has been hastily called, and he's being addressed by Bartolo.
I'm certainly glad you were able to get here, Basile. You say you don't know him?
If you ask me 100 times, Doctor, you'll get the same answer. If he gave you Rosine's letter, he must be a messenger of the Count. But from the magnificence of the present he gave me, he may be the Count himself.
I don't think so, but apropos of this present, why did you accept it?
He understood nothing. And in a case difficult to decide, a purse always seems to me an invincible argument. But what do you intend to do?
Marry her tonight.
Impossible. The notary will be busy till then.
With a marriage?
Yes, at Figaro's house. His niece is being married at midnight.
His niece? He hasn't one.
But that's what the notary was told. He just told me so on my way here.
This rascally barber is in the plot. Wait, my friend, I don't feel easy. Go back to the notary and bring him here immediately. I must marry Rosine at once. It's almost midnight now.
It's raining. But nothing will stop me from serving you.
I'll show you out. Figaro has disposed of my servants. I'm alone here.
I have my lantern.
Here, take my pass key. I'll wait up for you. I'll make sure no one gets in but you and the notary. Go ahead. I'll follow.
I thought I heard voices down here. And now, Lindor. Ah, Lindor. If you have deceived me. What's that noise? Heavens, my guardian.
Rosine, since you haven't gone to bed...
I'm going now.
You couldn't sleep in this storm. Besides, I have something very urgent to talk over with you.
What do you want, monsieur?
Rosine, listen to me.
I'll listen tomorrow.
A moment, please. Do you know this letter?
Oh, good heavens.
I don't intend, Rosine, to reproach you, but I'm your friend. Listen to me.
I am overcome.
This letter which you wrote to Count Almaviva.
Almaviva?
You see what a terrible man he is. As soon as he received it, he made a trophy of it. I obtained it from a woman to whom he had given it.
Count Almaviva?
You will hardly believe this horrible story. The woman told me all. I shudder
How
at it.
How horrible.
You see, you gave the letter to another man, but he was nothing but the vile agent of the Count.
Lindor, that young man... He did it for another man, for Count Almaviva.
That's what I was told when I was given your letter.
He will be punished for it. Monsieur, you wanted to marry me?
You know the ardor of my sentiments.
If you have not changed, I am yours.
Good. The notary will be here at once.
That isn't all. Now I will tell you all. Learn, then, that in a little while that perfidious wretch Lindor will dare to come in by that window. He and Figaro stole your key for that purpose.
The rascals! My child, I shall not leave you a second time.
Oh, monsieur, suppose they are armed.
You're right. I would lose my vengeance. Go up to the maid's room. Lock yourself in. I'll get the police now and wait outside for the Count.
Only forget my error. I have been punished enough.
Now to set the trap. I'll be back soon, my love.
What shall I do? He will be here. I'll remain and speak with him, pretending I know nothing. That I will be able to see him in all his baseness, and that may cure me. Oh, what a noble bearing, gentle manner and tender voice. And yet he is nothing but a vile wretch. Oh, unhappy girl. Heavens, someone is opening the window. I'll withdraw for a moment.
Someone just left the room. Shall I climb in?
A man?
No.
It was Rosine. Your face must have scared her, Figaro.
Ma foi, I don't doubt it. Well, here we are at last, in spite of rain, thunder, and lightning.
Here. Give me a helping hand.
You're soaked through. So am I. Fine weather, my lord. How do you like it?
For a lover, superb.
But now, how can I abruptly announce that the notary's waiting at your place to marry us? She may find me bold.
And if she finds you bold, call her cruel. Women enjoy being called cruel. Besides, you can always tell her who you are, and then she'll no longer doubt your sentiment.
Ah, here she comes now. My beautiful Rosine.
I was beginning to fear, monsieur, that you weren't coming.
Charming in quietude. Mademoiselle, it is not in my nature to take advantage of circumstances by asking you to share the lot of a poor fellow like me. But whatever place of refuge you may choose, I swear on my honor.
Monsieur, if I did not intend to give you my heart with my hand, you would not be here now.
But you, Rosine, the company of an ill-starred fellow like myself, no fortune, no noble birth.
birth, fortune? Don't talk of things that come by chance. If your intentions are pure...
Ah, Rosine, I adore you.
Stop, wretch. You dare to profane love. I fear you no longer. I was waiting to hear this to detest you. But before you leave, before I leave you to the remorse in store for you, learn that I loved you. I thought I would be happy sharing your poverty. Miserable Lindor. I was going to leave everything for you, but the cowardly way you have abused my favors.
But, Rosine...
Do you recognize this letter?
Your guardian gave you this?
Yes, I have him to thank.
Oh, heavens. How relieved I am. In my embarrassment today, I gave it to him to enforce his confidence, and I haven't had a minute since to warn you about it. Ah, Rosine, is it true that you really love me?
My lord, you wanted a woman who would love you for yourself.
My lord, what is he saying?
Yes, dear lovely Rosine, I shall deceive you no longer. The man at your feet is not Lindo, but Count Almaviva.
Oh.
I am simply dying of love. And I've sought you in vain for the last 6 months.
She's fainting, my lord.
Here, quick, Figaro.
Don't be alarmed, my lord. She's all right. See? She's coming to again. Mon bleu, how beautiful she is.
Oh, Linda. Oh, monsieur. How guilty I am. I was going to marry my guardian this very night.
My lord, escape is cut off. Someone has taken away our ladder.
Taken it away?
Yes, I... The doctor, I was too credulous. He deceived me. So I told all, betrayed all. He knows you are here, and he is coming with the police.
My lord, they're opening the street door.
Ah, Lindo.
Rosine, you love me. I fear no one. You shall be my wife. Then I shall punish the odious Bartolo the way I want.
No, no. Have pity on him, dear Lindo. My heart is so full, there is no room in it for vengeance.
My lord, it's our notary.
And friend Basile with him.
This is luck.
What do I see?
Basile and Monsieur Notary, I wish to introduce you to the bride and groom-to-be.
Yes, monsieur. You were to marry Rosine and myself at Figaro's house this night. But for reasons we shall explain later, we chose this house. Have you the license?
I have the honor, then, of speaking to His Excellency Count Almaviva.
Precisely.
That's why he gave me the pass key. The reason I ask Your Excellency is because I have contracts here. And let us not confuse them. Here is yours. Here is that of Signor Bartolo. Is Mademoiselle Rosine, too? Odd. They both happen to have the same name.
Let's sign anyway. Here's my signature. Your turn, Figaro.
Thank you.
And Don Basile won't mind being second witness?
I don't understand.
My dear Basile, a mere nothing disturbed you. Please, accept this person's sign quickly. Here, sign.
I understand. Give me the pen.
Fine.
Dr. Bartolo.
And the Justice of the Peace. Too late, monsieur.
Arrest everybody. I have one of them collared.
Let go of me. I'm your notary.
It's your notary, doctor. Are you joking?
Don Basile, eh? What are you doing here?
Rather, doctor, what were you doing away from here?
Just a moment. What are you all doing here at this hour?
We're here because of Count Almaviva.
Count Almaviva?
Then they're not robbers?
What of that? Pardon me, Your Excellency, but you understand that here, superiority of rank counts for nothing, so have the goodness to withdraw.
I agree, Doctor, that here rank counts for nothing. But what does count a great deal is the preference which Mademoiselle has given me by marrying me.
What is that, Rosine?
He speaks the truth.
I told you it was the Count himself, Doctor.
Oh, what's that to me? An absurd marriage. Where are the witnesses, notary?
Nothing is lacking, sir. I was assisted by these two gentlemen, Monsieur Figaro and Don Basile.
What? Basile, you sign?
Well, so what? This devil of a fellow always has his pockets full of irresistible arguments.
The girl is a minor.
She has just come of age.
Who's talking to you, arch-villain?
Mademoiselle is noble and beautiful. I am a man of quality. I'm young and I'm rich. She is my wife. Now, do you dispute a title which gives honor to both of us?
You shall never take her from me.
She is not in your power to keep. I place her under the authority of the law. A true magistrate will protect the oppressed.
Certainly. The marriage is honorable. But I fear the doctor may have to render an account over the maladministration of his ward's property.
Let him consent to everything, and I'll ask nothing further.
They're all against me. I've got into a regular hornet's nest.
Hornet's nest, doctor? But just calculate, if you haven't the girl, you have the money. Yes, you have the money.
Leave me alone, Basile. All you think of is money.
Much I care about it now, of course I have it, but do you think that's the motive that determines me?
Will you sign, sir?
Yeah. All right. Give me the pen. I'll sign.
Ah, my lord, they all belong to the same family.
And I took away the ladder to make my marriage more sure. I'm lost through lack of care.
Through lack of sense. But seriously, Doctor, when youth and love get together, there is nothing to be done about it.
So that is my play, The Barber of Seville. And here is the word for those of you, and only those of you to whom I am a stranger. I was a playwright, yes, a scrivener. I was a watchmaker, a gambler, a speculator. I was a courtier, a politician. But also, I believe, I have the honor of being the one man, more than any other, who secured the aid of France for the American colonies in their fight for independence. But for French arms and supplies, sent in time, American history might have had a different chapter. I placed 40 ships in the service of American independence, and all my life, I was a friend of liberty. Later, my own fortunes failed. I went to jail, and I died penniless. Why do I tell you all this? That I cannot say. I can only say that liberty is a fragile thing, and I let you draw any conclusions you may choose. Mesdames et messieurs, I have the honor to be your servant, Pierre-Augustin Caron de Beaumarchais.
During the past hour, you have heard The Barber of Seville by Beaumarchais, translated from the French by Stuart Robb and adapted for radio by Stuart Robb and Welburn Kelly. Included in today's cast were Sylvia Field as Rosine, Santos Ortega, the Count Almaviva, Jay Joston as Figaro, Roger de Coven, Dr. Bartolo, George Colouris, Basile, Sanford Meisner, Beaumarchais, Peter Capel, the notary, and Michael Sage, the justice. Our singers, Elsa Cowers, Felix Knight, Kenneth Shawn. Earl Wild was our accompanist. A Great Plays drama guide by Blevins Davis, who arranged the series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to Great Plays, National Broadcasting Company, New York City. The Great Plays drama guide contains a summary of the plot, sketch of the author's life, and pertinent facts about each of the 30 plays of the series. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining Great Plays of the series. Next Sunday at this time, we will present an adaptation of The Rivals by Sheridan. This program has been presented as a public service by the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company and the independent radio stations associated with the NBC networks. It came to you from the RCA Building, Radio City, New York.